A$AP Rocky's Live Love A$AP turns 10 years old on October 31st, this Sunday, and it's crazy to think that this project is already a decade old, man. I mean, I remember bumping this as a kid and it being one of my favorite mixtapes. It still is, and I think it's only fitting that we go back and absolutely review this, and we're actually going to include Sandman into this, and we'll get to it at a certain point, the new A$AP Rocky song that is on the remastered version. So guys, listen, subscribe to us if you have not already. We're going to be doing major reviews all year long, and this is an exciting one, man. Like, I've been wanting to talk about this project for a while. It's the first time on the channel and one of the first times that we actually review a mixtape like this.
Yeah, and I think that like hip-hop fans are just eating right now because we just got Faces from Mac Miller on streaming services, and now we're finally getting Live Love A$AP, two of my favorite mixtapes of all time. So to see us be getting these, it's a great time to be alive.
Absolutely.
And also just a note about the changes with this remastered edition: Kiss and Pink and Out of This World, those two songs did not make the cut for sample issues. And of course, Sandman has been added as a new song, which has been previewed by A$AP Rocky at the Yams Fest, I believe. And also, they changed the album cover. I don't know if you saw that, but they went from the black and white to showing all the OG colors of that cover.
Yeah, that's massive. And I love that cover because it kind of sets off sort of what's going to happen with the rest of his discography. So let's actually dive into our categories, guys. So if you are familiar with NFR's reviews, we go category by category for our album / mixtape reviews. So starting off with artist performance, then we go into content, and then we go into features, production, and then replay value. And we don't necessarily, you know, have a numerical system for the way we rate these categories. We go more towards emotions. So it goes bad, mid, good, great, amazing, and then perfect. So it's going to be cool to see where this ranks in. I know that Lou and I are big fans of this, but let's get started with the artist performance. And, you know, I think I have to start with the super unique flows and deliveries on this mixtape. It's a different world, and I think it kind of birthed a whole different sort of sound for New York as a whole. So what were your impressions when going through this mixtape, just on like Rocky's performance on here when it comes to those, you know, psychedelic deliveries and flows that he implements in here?
Yeah, for me, I was just blown away by the fact that his cadence is so lively throughout the entire project. And to me, he just displays more charisma than, you know, pretty much any other rapper that was popping out within that early 2010s decade. Like, there was a different confidence when Rocky was hopping on a track because he was so sure of himself. He not only was talking sometimes about how he can go into the hood and you know, be respected by people that are in within that community, but he also has a really cool fashion sense. And I just felt like he was so sure of himself and his style, and that really bled throughout the project.
Absolutely.
And
go for it.
So, you know, I was going to say not only that, but like on songs like Palace, Brand New Guy, Bass, Rocky uses that deep voice where like his voice is kind of disguised. And, you know, to see him lower that pitch for certain songs added a lot of personality, and it kind of became a staple in Rocky's sound for future projects to become. So for me, like, this is the place to start listening to A$AP Rocky if you're a new fan, because this really set the tone for what his sound would shape up to be.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you mentioned, you know, the impressive voice changes, like especially like, you know, on the intro to Brand New Guy, the intro to Keep It G, you know, even on Purple Swag at the beginning and at the beginning and end on Rocky's verse. Like, it was just so impressive the way that he was able to create a psychedelic experience just with his rapping flow and cadence. Like, that was the biggest thing for me. And I also love the fact of how smooth and calculated his flows are. I mean, go to a song like Keep It G, or even let's say, you know, Purple Swag. Like, these are tracks that have such, you know, fluid and, you know, beautiful flows to them that it kind of makes you understand how talented Rocky is as an artist. And he also does a very good job at portraying, you know, the kind of like wild side to him, the side that, you know, he's really leaned out and that he's smoking blunts all day. Like, that's what I love about it too, is that there's that sort of grit to it. So overall, I think that the artist performance was amazing from start to finish. Rocky's going to keep you entertained throughout this whole track list.
Yeah.
The use of, you know, even the pitch down vocals at certain points, that, you know, the all of the changes in his voices, the flows, the cadences, it was just so unique to see for its time, and it was revolutionary as well.
It was. And when he wanted to, he did show off his lyrical ability. I mean, take it back to a song like Peso, where, you know, he uses every, you know, not every letter, but a lot of letters in the alphabet that, you know, make this tight rhyme scheme, where he raps couple ABCs, bad bitch, double D's, popping E, I don't give an F, told you I'm a G. Like, it's not that intricate, but every time I hear it, I'm still just vibing out to that. And it was really cool to see that kind of a rhyme scheme from Rocky. And like you were saying, that double time flow that he has on Purple Swag is awesome. It's something to really marvel at. And I just love how creative he was with the patterns and the internal rhymes on songs like Purple Swag also, where he raps, because they selfish in the showbiz, because they shelf kids and it's hopeless. Like, really, it's not that, you know, kind of leveled up, but it's still really good for Rocky, and it's cool to see him, you know, show off his skills as a rapper when he wants to. So I do agree with the artist's performance being amazing.
Absolutely. But we were talking a lot about content, so let's move into that portion of the review now. And I want to say this before we dive into this category. This album, I don't think, is supposed to, you know, be consumed that way, especially if a lot of people do say that Rocky's a lyrical rapper and that he does have, you know, intricate rhyme schemes, or that he does get introspective at times. This album has a fun vibe to it. There's not much to consume when it comes to ideologies and that sort of stuff. And I think where the content really does its job is building up that ASAP Rocky persona, because you're going to get, you know, the confidence and the luxury talk. You're also going to get the romance talk. You're going to get a lot of different sides to Rocky that kind of, you know, play into full circle into his sort of persona that he's trying to portray. So where do you think that the content strives, and where do you think it's weak on certain aspects of the mixtape?
I would say that it strives just in the sense that, you know, you feel like Rocky is guiding you through this adventure of his career, in a sense, you know. True. What I mean, like, you feel like he's guiding you through his accomplishments, where he wants to be, what makes him so unique as a personality. The fact that on a song like What's Up, like I mentioned earlier, he's talking about how he's respected in the hood, but he's still able to have this fashion sense, which might be a little quirky to some people, but he owns that part of him, and he actually thinks that it makes him really stand out as an artist, which it does. Not only that, but I love the fact that, you know, he literally raps that, like, yes, I'm from Harlem, but, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere without, you know, the Southern influences that, you know, shaped who I am. And you do see him using a lot of, you know, UGK slang, like words like Trilla or like Fly. You do see him use that terminology, and it really shows that he was influenced by the South. But in terms of the content, there's not much to expect. You know, he's kind of providing these vibes for you to smoke out to and to have a good time. A lot of party rap songs, and I think that maybe he could have gone deeper at certain points, but like we were saying earlier, like, that just wasn't the goal with this project at all.
It wasn't the goal. I think the goal for this project was to create a psychedelic soundscape, and he did that perfectly with the content, because you're going to get a drugged out Rocky on like a lot of tracks here. So like Kissin' Pink, that's unfortunately not on the remastered version. Even Purple Swag, like Houston Old Head, like he's talking about his lean consumption and also like how he uses weed for different situations in his life. And you will find a bit of introspective Rocky on songs like Leaf or Demon, where, you know, he's going deeper into his thought process and kind of talks about how, you know, certain habits in his life are kind of bringing him down, and he kind of wants to curve that, and he kind of wants to see how he could be a better version of himself. So it was impressive from a content standpoint, but it was nothing too crazy. Like, this project does not really necessarily serve on that level for the content, so I think it was good for the most part. It wasn't anything that was mind-blowing, but it did its job and it fit the whole theme of the project.
Yeah,
so
it definitely did. And I do like that on a song like Acid Drip, he kind of raps from the perspective of a girl who's leaving a party and who was kind of craving this acid tablet, and then he describes himself as a character within that story. So cool to see him do that. And like you said, Demons was kind of more introspective, because he was rapping about how you know, the struggle of him going through pain alone, and how he's kind of consumed by his drug habits. So he does go deep in certain aspects, but overall the content was good. It served its job for what the album or what the mixtape was supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's actually move into the features, because we actually have a lot to go into here. So I want to say this to start off this category. I think that there's nothing too impressive about the features as a whole, but what I like about the feature list is that it was actually able to put on a lot of the ASAP members, and like, that's what I feel as if the feature list was concentrated on. People who want to collaborate with Rocky, because he was talking about how Brand New Guy came up and like what was the whole thing behind it. And he was like, first of all, Q doesn't like to do any verses for anyone or any collaborations, because he likes to work with people that he's close to. And Q has also said on countless occasions that he doesn't even charge people for features. If you're his friend, he'll do it. So Rocky kind of said, like, that's the same approach I have. I wanted to have people I fucked with on this project, and I think it's evident within the whole like feature list, because it's mostly ASAP members, and they give it like that ASAP Mob sort of aura to it. Like, this is what kind of birthed like the rest of it. So again, I'm gonna ask you this, like, where do you think the features strived, and where do you think that there was a bit of a downfall within the feature list?
I just feel like a lot of these features were super unnecessary. Like, for a lot of these songs, I'm like, Rocky was doing enough vocally to entertain me for the entirety of the song without any features being needed. But I will say, Schoolboy Q absolutely fucking killed
it.
Yeah,
he shredded that.
He killed it. Comes in with his cold flow, very high aggressive energy, has bars on there, like put him in the ground. He was down to earth.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. And also, take into consideration, this was done in 2011. He has a line, "When you gone, shit, Netflix on your couch." Like, he was talking about Netflix and chill before that was even a thing. And that might have been the first time that a rapper even, you know, mentioned Netflix as a pop culture reference on a fucking hip hop song. So that was cool. And the flow switches from Q were exhilarating all throughout. One of my favorite features ever from Schoolboy Q, to be honest with you. Space Ghost Perp did his thing. I definitely think that he was better suited as a producer for the project. ASAP Nas' verse was pretty cool too. The other ASAP members, like ASAP 12e, didn't impress me too much. But it was cool to hear ASAP Ferg not using his traditional flow. Like, he was kind of more grounded here, more low-key, and kind of almost singing in a sense.
Almost melodic at a certain point. Yeah, I think that out of like, I don't know if it was weird, but I think I enjoy it because out of contrast from the rest of the features on this, you're going to get a lot of rapping. You know, like that's what you kind of expect with it. But with Ferg to Kiss in Pink, it was like more of a vibe where he wanted to match like Rocky's sort of tripped out sort of melodic, you know, delivery that he was using. So that's why I think I fucked with it on a different level. And I mean, for the most part, you go through this list, even Main Attractions on Leaf, like, wasn't really necessary. I mean, no one's really talking about that feature now. Even maybe like Chance Infinite on Keep It G, I mean, don't really hear about that mostly. But I mean, Space Ghost Perp was fire on there. I think that was a great addition. But for the most part, again, I think that the features were good. It wasn't anything too crazy. There was times where you could have probably plucked out a couple of them, but for the most part, kept the vibe consistent, kind of ASAP, you know, putting on his boys and putting on the whole ASAP, you know, mob crew, and it did what it did. I mean, listen, if the features were bad, people wouldn't be bumping it 10 years later.
I mean, like you were saying about Main Attractions, you had Squad B and Mondre Man, who aren't very known today, but they both had verses on Leaf Take One. And to me, the verses, like, they're tolerable. They just don't add anything to the song. And, you know, same thing for ASAP 12e's verse. But ASAP Nas did do a better job than him on Trilla, where he comes in with these quirkier flows and kind of, you know, mentions Raf Simmons and really kind of gives you a whole idea of what that ASAP clan's about. But overall, I agree with you. Good features, and a big reason why it's good is because of that fucking legendary Q feature. Like, I absolutely love it.
It's my favorite collaboration between them too. Yeah. Especially over PMW and Electric Body. I think that's probably my favorite one, and it just so happens to be the is that our Hands on the Wheel first? I think that
on the Wheel is fucking insane, bro.
No, okay. I think that Brand New Guy was actually there first. My bad. I got a bit confused there. But let's actually move on to production. Probably the biggest aspect of this whole album. It's such an underrated project when it comes to producing. And how the fuck do you have this great, you know, this sick producing on a mixtape? Like, this is when people were making classic mixtapes, and where there had to be a certain vibe and there had to be a certain soundscape attracted to it. So first thing you're gonna hear, the psychedelic aspect to it. Like, this is a trippy fucking album. I mean, you know, everything about this has that sort of aura where if you're a smoker, you automatically gravitate towards this. You don't even have to be a fucking smoker. You just have to be in a certain mood to be able to get into the whole sort of production about this. And this is the first time you kind of see Clams Casino and ASAP Rocky link up. You even see Ty Beats offer great production credits. Even, you know, Lou Beautiful. Like, there's great Beautiful Lou. There's crazy fucking producers working on this. And it just kind of played into that whole, psychedelic aspect into the album. So cohesively, how tight is this as a track list, especially when it comes to production?
Oh, the psychedelic production here is amazing. Like, to me, this is one of my favorite produced projects of the 2010s, and it just feels like one big drug coma almost, to a certain degree, where it's kind of like the psychedelic sound is present throughout all the songs, even though you have different producers such as Clams Casino, Beautiful Lou, ASAP Ty Beats, and Space Ghost Perp, and a few others that are making beats on here. But I just love the southern influence. I love the chopped and screwed instrumentals where the tempo is kind of slowed down. You have this bass that's blasted on certain songs, and it just, sometimes you also have kind of like this murderous energy to it. Like, the beat sometimes could feel dark and twisted, but I just love how this kind of pioneered a new wave in hip hop, because what Clams Casino did here with Rocky, and you know what he did with Lil B before working with Rocky, kind of pioneered the sound of cloud rap, where you have these hazy beats that are kind of, you know, leaning towards that lo-fi sound where it feels blurry, but it also has these psychedelic elements and these very interesting elements such as samples. So I think that all throughout, it was brilliant. And there's so much going right. Take a song, for example, like Trilla, where you have the 70s funk guitar, this groovy bass line. That's sampled from an old track. And
Friendship Train by the Undisputed Truth back in 1971. Yeah. That was a fantastic fucking sample chop. Even, you know, the intro and skit on bass, it's fucking hilarious. It's actually an old YouTube video. It's fucking iconic. Guys, YouTube this. Guy on Subway flipping out the original Bloody Loco.
What the fuck is that? Okay,
like, you know how, like, the guy on bass, like, says, like, hey, fucking sap, like, how that, like, it's an actual YouTube video, and they blended it in a way where it sounds like they're talking about ASAP Mob. But it's a super iconic old YouTube video. Even the hook on Peso was done by No One's Gonna Love You by the SOS band back in 1984, and how they were able to kind of flip that back into the production. So there was actually really impressive sampling on this album. For an album that doesn't low-key sound sampled, like, that's what's crazy about it. So
Palace is also one of my favorite produced songs on there. You have true. Like this epic opera sample, you know, bleeding through it, and that's really nice. And to me, like, this just solidified that Clams Casino and ASAP Rocky are one of my favorite rapper producer duos that I've, you know, been able to witness. And the sound that all the producers on here crafted was amazing. And like I said, like, would we have projects like a Rodeo with if this project didn't come before it? I don't know, because
Mac Miller's Faces as well.
That's another one
there's
too.
A, you know, all of Flatbush Zombies' catalog. Like, there's so many psychedelic rappers out there that have been inspired by this mixtape.
And, yeah, and a song like Trilla, where you have kind of that psychedelic rock aesthetic, like, I feel like that maybe created the path for Rocky to give us more of that psychedelic rock that you heard on an album like At Long Last ASAP. So I feel like these were the building blocks for Rocky's sound and for the landscapes that he would set up with the producers he worked with. And it was amazing from start to finish.
It was. And that's why I think we're going to give the producing an amazing rating. I mean, honestly, you can make the argument for perfect just because there's not a single beat that doesn't slap. You know, it's revolutionary in the way that it was able to implement stuff like rock and psychedelic together, and also have like trap, you know, trap 808s implemented throughout it. So
spacey synths too.
There was all kinds of these different elements that worked in the production to not only create ASAP Rocky's sound, but inspire other artists to go further and experiment further with their types of productions. And it's probably the, you know, one of the nicest aspects of this project. But let's move on to the replay value, because we're 10 years in. I think we could honestly have a good rating for this. Like, the rating's not good, by the way. I'm just saying, like, we could have sort of a good gauge on where we're at with it. So I'm gonna say this. First things first, this mixtape's getting fucking remastered. I mean, for a reason. Like, the demand on this mixtape is still higher than ever. People want to go back and bump it on their streaming services. I mean, I've had it on DatPiff for the longest time. And overall, I mean, there's not a single time in a month where I won't take this, you know, record and just spin it through just for, like, old time's sake. So why do you think the replay value on this mixtape is so fucking strong? And a lot of people say that this is a top 3 mixtape of all time. Keep that in mind.
A lot of people say that, you know, period, this is Rocky's best project, you know, his first debut commercial project. Like, people kind of give it that title, and I can't blame them at all. And to be honest with you, I just feel like a lot of people keep playing this album because so many OG Rocky fans apply so much nostalgia to this project. Like, they were probably listening to it when they were in high school, when they were in college, and now 10 years later, the Rocky fans that have grown up with it kind of, you know, have these iconic songs to go back to. And to me, like I was saying earlier, there's no misses on this entire project. I think that maybe one track that I don't revisit, that I maybe skip or don't revisit too often, would be Roll One Up. I feel like that's maybe the weakest song on the project, but even that one is kind of listenable. You know what I mean? So over time, I think that it's had the notoriety for being one of the best mixtapes of the 2010s, and for good reason. And people have been waiting for this to be re-released on streaming platforms, and That's why it, to me, the replay value is perfect. Like I go back to this on a really regular basis, man.
Especially for coming out back in 2011. Like this is one of the greatest mixtapes to ever be released. I mean, it even started a movement, because if you think about what ASAP Mob has done, not only for the, you know, the whole New York scene, but even for the rap scene as a whole, you know, bringing in psychedelic productions into hip hop and kind of making it a popular mainstream thing.
And it's for fucking, a New York artist to do that.
Absolutely. Like that's revolutionary. And it's just crazy to see the way that, you know, Rocky was able to build his catalog over time with this one mixtape. You know, it's nothing too crazy. Like, it's not the most cinematic, you know, mixtape, but it's just, it has that feeling to it where it's intangible. You don't even understand it. It's just, you have that addicted factor to it. Like, you want to go back, you want to bump it. So yes, I do agree with you. The replay value on this is absolutely perfect. And let's get into the overall rating now at this point, because I've had a long time to sit with this project. I mean, I've bumped it on several occasions. I think overall, I mean, from Rocky's, you know, fire new sort of hooks that I was hearing back then, you know, the new deliveries, you know, everything from the iconic tracks like Purple Swag to Peso to Brand New Guy, like I have everything I want out of this mixtape, and there's a certain feeling and aura that I get when I bump this, and one of my most played mixtapes of all time from my end. So I'm gonna let you go for your round.
Yeah, overall so thoughts. I just feel like in terms of like contemporary rap music, Rocky checks every box, because he brings these, you know, these tropes from previous hip-hop records like braggadocious raps or chopped and screwed instrumentals, and his mix of Eastern and Southern influences, and makes it all sound refreshing and new again. Like he's kind of creating this melting pot of different sounds and aesthetics and you know, I would say techniques as an artist and as a vocalist, and really makes it sound refreshing. And like I said earlier, that charisma, that energy that he brought to every single song demanded those extra listens, because I knew that he was in a good spit and in a good place when making the music, and that made my listening experience so much better. And like we were saying earlier, sonically one of the most inventive projects that I've heard of the 2010s decade. And like I said earlier, the way that Clamps Casino and him really popularized this cloud rap sound with the hazy and dreamy production, it inspired a lot of artists and a lot of projects that we revere to this day. So without a doubt, I think you could make the argument for this being Rocky's best project to date. Not sure if it's mine. You guys have to stay tuned for a discography ranking for that one. But lyrically, not his best, but it's not meant to be. It's really meant to be immersed into this vibe where you could be smoking, you could be chilling with friends. And he does everything right here. He really does.
Checks out every single box. And I mean, just as an overall experience through, you know, through the mixtape, it's going to bring you back to a good time. I mean, when we talk about music and the emotions that it inflicts, I always get great vibes from this project.
And one more thing we have to talk about is Sandman.
Yeah. So let's get through Sandman. Let's get through Sandman. So first of all, I'm going to say this. I think that this has gotten me so excited for what's to come with All Smiles. I don't know if it's a good indication of what the album is going to sound like.
I don't think it will be. I'll get into that later.
I think that it's going to be completely different, but I think that this was actually made for this project at a certain point, and that he was waiting to release it because fans have been demanding Rocky to revisit this old type of style for years now. They wanted that old Live Love ASAP, and this song just proves that they still have it. Like, they can make a whole project of these and it would still sound like just as good as the old mixtape. So did it feel like a Live Love ASAP song? Like
100%. I mean, it just felt like I was being brought back to those OG vibes, and to see that reunion of Clamps Casino and Rocky, that was the biggest factor for me. And in all honesty, like, I would place this amongst the best songs on this mixtape, and it totally fits into that vibe. And I love the fact that Sandman is a reference to like this mythical character that kind of plays into your dreams, and that alludes to the dreamy vibe that this song sets up. And not only that, but my take on this song is that it's Rocky's farewell to this old sound that he did, because he also, you know, pays tribute to ASAP Yams and says, "Until we meet again." And I just feel like this is his goodbye to his roots and his old sound that he fabricated in 2011. And it's the best way to do it, to place it on this mixtape as the remastered version. And I love the flows here. I love the hook and how he kind of brings in this French, like, A$AP Rocky is just so rich with culture throughout so many of his tracks, and this is another one to add to the list, and everything just feels fresh once again, and it's a great addition to the mixtape, man. It really fits
it
in nice.
It was, and it was one that was well calculated as well, because it served what the fans wanted. Like, people were asking for this old A$AP for such a long time, and he delivered on it. I mean, if you had to get one of the tracks that, you know, probably would have resembled 2011, this is something that fits it perfectly. But overall, at the end of it,
amazing
rating. Overall, this is an amazing mixtape from start to finish. Like, there's no doubt that you'll be entertained. Like, it has so many good vibes throughout it. It gives you like that youthful sort of rebellious feeling, you know, while bumping the whole mixtape, and the psychedelic production, like what it's done for the industry, how it's set up a whole movement with A$AP Mob, you know, how they've been able to build such a rich cultural foundation for the rest of the members just by this releasing this one iconic mixtape. I mean, how could you not go
it's
back
timeless.
And call this amazing?
It's really timeless music, and I think that one thing with Rocky is that you could expect consistency with every single drop. But let us know how you guys feel about this mixtape in the comments. Is it your favorite Rocky project? Let us know, and we'll be doing more of these classic and throwback reviews. So if you're interested in that and being caught up on the newest updates in the music industry and the hottest releases, we'll be doing videos on that, and of course we'll be doing reviews on new albums that drop. So subscribe if you enjoyed this type of content, and also hit the like button. It helps us reach more Rocky fans. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribed to the channel, because we're doing album reviews, and we actually have our series called Everything We Know, where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys could access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.